Democrats on both sides of the Capitol agree that defendants who are tried by a jury don't necessarily need to be sentenced by a jury, and advocates for reform have long pushed for Virginia to join almost every other state in the country to allow for judges to sentence defendants in jury trials. But House Appropriations Chairman Luke Tarion says Virginia can't afford to do this until next year, and he added a reenactment clause forcing lawmakers to consider this again next year and have another vote.
I want the public to understand that we're not against the legislation. We simply want to make sure that we're doing the right things financially.
Senator Joe Morrissey says public defenders aren't expecting to hire any new attorneys, so he's skeptical about predictions from prosecutors.
The prosecutors are talking about, we have to build new courthouses. We have to hire hundreds of new prosecutors. It's going to be Armageddon. We're doomed, you know?
Morrissey says when he was a prosecutor in Richmond a quarter of a century ago, the office was much smaller, and they handled four times as many cases.
So my message to the prosecutors is stop your whining.
And Morrissey says he's hoping the House Democratic leadership ditches the reenactment clause and instead replaces it with a delayed enactment clause, making the change effective next summer. That way, lawmakers won't be able to undo the change when they meet in January. I'm Michael Pope.